Welcome to My Favorite Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Javen, with another episode. In today's episode, it's about, you know, based off some recent conversations, and it's about our value in each other's life, and in regards to men and women. What is our value in each other's life? Because I think that is one of the biggest things that have been misunderstood, mislabeled in this particular generation. And as we have lost our focus of building and growing together and, you know, just creating something special. Instead, we have, I'm going to do me, you going to do you. And then hopefully we can meet in between. And that just does not work in building foundation. So stay tuned. So what do I mean as far as value amongst men and women? I feel like in today's generation, we have misunderstood the value of one another, especially in the African-American community, and we have essentially destroyed our own culture with this toxic mindset that the other cultures don't have, you know, and it's unfortunate because, I mean, we can be so much better. We can build, we can create something special, but we got to get on the same page, you know. From the men perspective, we got to stop thinking every woman is a hoe, and we got to start, you know, being able to trust, you know, the good ones. We got to, can't come at women from a controlling perspective. Because that creates so much tension and drama. But at the same time, you do, you know, you have to be a man. But it just, you have to have open communication and conversations where that you can still be a leader, but in a way that works for both of you. From the woman perspective, this mindset that you don't need no man, it really does not make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Because how can we really build and grow to say that we don't need each other? It makes no sense. It's like everybody loves the 90s TV shows. You had Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv. Got in Fresh Prince, yeah, and Family Matters. You got Carl Winslow and his wife. You know, one was a cop. I believe she was a teacher or something. I forgive me for that, but I do forget. But you know, they work together. You know. Martin and Gina. Gina was so much more successful. She had a better job and everything, but she supported Martin. She supported him. I don't understand. Like, they needed each other. It makes no sense. It's like we want that 90s world, but we want to come with our own individualistic mindsets. It's time for us to kind of wake up. You have to wake up. You know, to my females, I'm not going to get deep into it because you don't really care what I have to say, you know, in most cases. But I would say this, if you want a good man, you really truly want a good man, you're going to have to learn how to value that good man and how to be able to emotionally connect and show love, you know. And your template is these, is your 90s TV shows. They showed you how it had to be for it to really work, for both people to be successful. They gave you the template. We just choose not to follow that anymore. We just want to do our own thing. And it doesn't work like that. We need each other more than ever now. But unfortunately, we're just in this climate where everybody want to do their own thing. Everybody wants to think about me, and not work together and grow. But to truly make an impact on this world, we gotta work together. Women, stop it. Stop with this mindset. Stop letting this feminist, whatever type of vibe, kind of change your mindset from being loving and caring. I don't understand. It's like women will love and care their pets, their animal, their children, their job. But when it comes to the man, I don't really need it. You know, it's just like, I don't understand that. It's like, we have become in some weird space. It doesn't make any sense. You know, not all men is out here cheating and wilding. There's some men that generally want something special. There's some men out here that generally want a wife and want to do right, want to live right, want to, you know, have that black excellence. What are we doing? At the end of the day, and this is for everyone, you got to decide, what do you want to be? What do you want from life? You know what I'm saying? Do you want that personal success, just self, all about self? Some people want that. If that's what it is, then go get it. But do not even go in that path of trying to build and grow with somebody if that is your focus. You know? Because you can have a situation where you can get where you need to be in life and still work and grow with somebody. But you got to be able to be a team player. And if you don't want to be a team player, then don't even join a team. You know? It's crazy. And especially in this generation, we're so quick to have kids and lay and sleep with one another, but we don't want to be together. That doesn't make no sense. Stop it. Man, you can't keep having a whole bunch of different women. You can't just keep shuffling women and so forth. You can't keep hurting, abandoning women, abandoning your child. You got to stop it, because you're making a major impact now where women don't even want no relationship. I mean, what's next? Now we'll meet. I'm not even old, but man, things have changed so much in the last 10 years. I mean, you even mentioned a relationship, a woman was down with it, you know? Now, you almost got to pay a woman to be in a relationship nowadays. It's crazy. It's crazy. We got to do better, you know? We have to do better. And just to really sum up everything, everybody has a value. And you have to decide in your life where you place that value on the opposite sex. If you feel like it's not an equal situation, then you don't need to ever be in a relationship. If you don't feel like that opposite sex brings you something of value that you need, then you don't need to ever be in a relationship. Because we need each other, not just to have children and so forth, We need each other to build and grow, to make our communities better, to help one another, you know, to be able to protect one another. We need to be able to be together and be on the same page. And we're not on that page. We're on this, what the culture shows you. You know, everybody want to talk about Black Lives Matter, but, you know, guess what? Black relationships matter. How about that? You know? Focus on that. Build up your Black relationships. We got to do better. We got to end these past mindsets, this negativity, this basically speaking bad about a situation before it even start. Stop it. Value one another. Grow, build, and, you know, let's be the best possible versions of ourselves. Let's bring back the 90s love. That's all I have to say. You know, thank you, and have a blessed day.